Good morning, Dr. Judy.
Good morning, EJ.
Good morning, Dr. Judy.
All right, we had this interesting topic earlier on in the week.
Yeah, we talked about couples that can't leave each other's side. You have girls' night out, guess who your friend brings? Her boyfriend or husband. It's like, what? It's girls' night out.
Yeah.
Which means X-nay on the boyfriend A.
Yeah, no man allowed.
Yeah. And also, what also brought up the topic, too, is, funny enough, on The Real Housewives of Orange County, there are two married couples, and one of them, they've been married 5 years, and they've only been apart one day. They just don't believe in traveling alone. So, when they had a girls' vacation planned out, guess who showed up? The husbands. What is that about?
Really, what it's about is about lack of sense of self, where somebody's identity is so tied up in their partner that they really don't feel like a whole person when they're on their own.
Ooh.
And it's about also, you know, somebody who's one or the other or both in the relationship are extremely controlling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The husbands in both those couples that I'm talking about.
And you've met people like this, and you've had friends like this, and you might even have family members like this that seem to get into these relationships, and it kind of screws up your relationship with that person because their significant other kind of gets in the way of everything, so it seems, you know? So we got this email that's on the same topic. It's Dear EJ and Nikki, I have this friend who is so fun to hang out with, but I am tired of hearing about our love life. She is in a casual fling with a guy who treats her terribly. She has asked for my opinion on this, and I have been honest with her. He lives out of town, only drives up to Bakersfield when he wants a booty call. He does not respond to her phone calls or texts until he needs a visit. Mm. I have told her that she deserves someone who is not going to use her. A casual fling is only worth it if both people are having fun and keeping it casual. If she wants to date someone, he is not the guy for it. How should I handle it when she wants to talk about this relationship? Should I just be quiet and listen to her? Sharing my opinion does nothing, but it's driving me nuts to see her getting used. How can I be supportive of her, yet not encourage her to have this guy in her life?
Well, that's a good friend, I must say, because the friend is right on. The idea of a booty call means that you think so little of yourself that you really believe the only reason the other person would want to be with you is because they want sex with you. And that you're using that as a way to try and control them again, okay, and have power in the relationship. But in truth, you feel so insecure within who you are as an individual that you really don't believe that there's any other reason the person really wants to be with you. And you're allowing them to treat you that way. You're allowing them to simply see you when it's convenient for them.
What?
Like, you know, Kleenex. So, you know, the best way to support a friend who's doing that is to really look at her and say, you know, I really wonder why you believe you deserve to be treated this poorly, because I think you're a great person. And maybe that's something you really need to take a look at, and I can't be the one to help you with that. So if you don't, you know, if you can't do it on your own, then maybe you should talk to somebody and find out why you think so little of yourself.
What about friends with benefits?
Well, you know, friends with benefits is more what the person who wrote the email was referring to when she said, you know, if it's mutual, it's the casual fling, both people are into it, you know, and they both want to keep it casual.
Does that really work, though?
You know, it can in some circumstances. Right? You know, there's no cut-and-dried answer to that one. For some people, friends with benefits keeps them, it's a way of keeping them from having to make a commitment to anybody else. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a way of keeping one foot out the door in any other relationship they might go into. So, that you know, in that sense, it's problematic and not healthy. And, of course, one or the other in the casual friendship circumstance could start developing real feelings for the other person. And then, again, it's not, you know, just a friend with benefits.
Yep.
One or the other has illusions that it's going to be something more than that. And then it becomes exploitative on the other person's part.
Well, I think, you know, we've all met somebody at some point or another, you know, friends-wise or somebody in our family that is in one of these relationships where it just absorbs them to the point where, you know, they can't come to your house alone. They can't do anything without checking with the other person. I mean,
they lose their own identity.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you are a friend of someone like this, and I've been there. I've been a friend of people that have been in these, you know, crazy relationships, and we all know what's going to happen, and they don't know it. It's like they're the last ones to know that this thing's not going to end pretty.
But I love him.
Right. And they don't want to hear anything from you. How do you deal with that as a friend? If you've experienced this, give us a call, and we'll talk to Dr. Judy about it this morning on Therapy Thursday.
You know, I just had a question.
Okay.
What is Girls Night Out consist of? What is it like? What do you do on Girls Night Out?
Nikki?
That means your best girls get together. You either sit at home, watch movies, go to the movies, go shopping, talk about your significant others.
Hanging out with your buds.
Makeup. Yeah, just hanging out with, you know, our friends without the boys. And guys have the same thing. Guys have a guys' night out. It's usually, drinking beers.
I mean, guys' night out is typically trouble, I would think.
Not necessarily. Just guys want guy time sometimes. Just to hang out with the boys and not deal with women. They just want to be around their buds.
Yeah, a lot of guys will use guys' night out to play poker or watch a sporting event or something like that.
Well, what's wrong with
that? That they don't need to do with their significant other.
One more time?
What would be wrong with bringing your girlfriend if you guys were going to go play poker and you bring your girlfriend along? Or your wife?
Because it interferes with your relationship with the other men.
Go around without her.
You can't bond with them in the same way. They feel intimidated about talking about the same kinds of things that they would talk about if there were no women present, and that aren't necessarily derogatory to women. It's just about their own, feelings and attitudes and relationships and things that come up in the course of doing something else, like playing poker or watching a sporting event together. That if a woman is there, they're simply not going to talk about. And it does affect the quality of the interaction among the men and the bonding among the men that are there. Again, because we're talking about girls' night out or boys' night out. It's not gender-specific in that way.
Are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
And are you connected at the hip with each other?
No, not really. But, I mean, I don't think it would be, a bad thing if, I wouldn't want my girlfriend to go out of town without me. Like, if she was going to go somewhere, I would feel kind of like with a bunch of girls, I don't know. That would just feel that would feel very insecure feeling, make me feel almost insecure just because it's like, I don't know. I would be like, hey, it's kind of weird. I mean, what are you guys going to do out of town?
Well, you're absolutely right. The problem is you, not them in this case. Because you're feeling insecure. That's your own insecurity that you need to deal with and your own sense of self-worth. If you really trust the other person and, you trust the way that they feel about you, the way that they care about you, who they are as a person, then whether you're with them or you're not with them, you're not going to lose that trust in them and have that sense that they're going to do something that you're not going to be happy with. Because you trust them. If you can't trust them, you've got to take a look at that. What is it about the relationship that's not working, things that they've done or said that, indicate there's a reason to not have trust in them, or is it about your own stuff, your own issues around trust?
Right.
Yeah, that seems like already looking into the future like it's negative.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you guys going to be doing?
Yeah.
Assuming that she's going to do something else and not just hang out.
Exactly.
And that already is bad news.
Yeah. So do you have friends like this or, are you in a relationship like this? And, I'll tell you, as a friend of people that have been in relationships like this, it's tough being your friend.
Well, you're the enemy now.
Yeah, because you want to help them out or you want to say something, but then you don't. So you're not being 100% honest. So I think it breaks down, the friendship eventually because You can't be completely honest with them because they're going to get upset with you.
It certainly puts a wedge in the friendship. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And, I think friendships are very important, and I think, we all got to have them, and we all need them.
And we can't wrap up our identity in another person. We need our own lives. We need to have our own interests, our own friends, things that are part of who we are as an individual. And it's important to be able to nurture that and to know that you can take care of yourself. And to have the trust in your partner that they can do the same.
Right. All right, it's Therapy Thursday.
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Honestly, I think you should have your alone time, and you should be able to just go hang out with your friends that are the same sex as you.
Yeah, totally. I am with that, for sure. Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I've been in one for 4 years.
And so you take time away from the guy and go do your own thing?
Yeah, we actually kind of had like a little fight about it a while ago because he was like, why do you want to go hang out with just your friends? Why can't I come? And it's just like, I'm sorry. I want to talk about, you know, like girl things, like tampons and pads. Like, do other things.
It's like we get excited about makeup.
Exactly. And my friend the other day was like, why do girls care about that so much? I was like, 90% of our income is spent on clothes and makeup. We would rather starve than not look nice.
Absolutely.
and we don't do it just for the guys. We do it for ourselves. We want to look good.
Exactly. And it's not that it's like a competition or anything, but if I go outside looking like, you know, a trash bum or something, I'm going to feel like I'm not only embarrassing myself, I'm embarrassing him.
And a guy will never understand what it's like to buy a brand new awesome pair of shoes.
Or a bra. For, like, no one will understand that. Like, a bra is like your best friend.
It's a high. A guy will be so bored.
You're speaking Greek right now. I'm not understanding any of it.
Yes.
Well, and that's exactly the point, isn't it? Right now, the three of us were engaged in some girl talk that would bore most men silly. And you know, the same is true when the guys get together and they start talking about stuff that women could care less about. As a rule, I'm being a little broad in the generalization, obviously, but you know, it makes the point. There are things that we talk about with our friends that just aren't the same as what we talk about when our significant other is around. And that's, you know, that's really okay. It's healthy. It's a way for us to bond with other people. We can't get everything we need from just one person.
Right.
Very true.
And I think it's good to, like, not only have just, like, a big friends night, but it's good to have, like, a couples night so you guys can all talk about the things that you're doing in your relationship and not just about the things you guys are all doing hanging out.
Yeah, that sounds like
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Couples nights are important as well.
Yeah.
It can't just be the cocoon of just the two of you. That's not healthy. Because then what happens if, for whatever reason, the relationship ends? Okay? The relationship ends and your whole identity, your whole life is so totally tied up in that one other person, that's when you fall apart because you have no sense of self and your own ability to rely on your own self-worth, your own instincts, your own abilities, your friends as well to help you.
Yeah, when I first got together with my boyfriend, of course, I was 15 and we were all stupid and crazy and then we broke up for part of a time and I had no friends because I spent all my time with him.
Wow.
And I was like, what am I going to do? And so I didn't do anything. And then when we eventually got back together, I was like, I need to start hanging out with my friends more. And he was like, yeah, I totally understand. I hung out with my friends when we were together. So it works out for the both of you. I mean, everybody needs time away. And if it's just going shopping, looking for a new bra or makeup, and a guy needs to go and watch a football game at a bar, cool.
It's kind of like absence makes the heart go fonder.
They're not going to do anything stupid while they're with their friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And,
thanks, Megan.
And, you know, our good sense of self, and that's really evident in what you're talking about, that you know who you are and that you have a sense of trust in your partner that they're not going to do something that you're going to get really upset with just because you're not there, and that you realize that you can't control another person anyway. If they want to do something, they're going to do it regardless, you know. So you've got to really understand that they need their space, you need your space. They need the space to miss you. You know, if you're together 24/7, the other person never gets a chance to miss you.
I was just going to say that. It's so great to miss someone.
Yeah.
And then when you see them again, and it's just like, oh, I missed you. It's nice.
Instead of, oh, you again.
You're still here.
Right. And then people wonder why, you know, why their significant other takes them for granted. Well, of course they take you for granted. You're there all the time.
Right. And as a friend, you suggest what, you know, if you see somebody in a relationship like this?
You need to be able to say to them, what is it about you that you're feeling you need to be with that person 24/7? Because it's about you. It's not just about them. It's about you, that you feel the need to allow that to happen. Well, you know, why can't you spend time with us and develop our relationship that's independent of that relationship?
Right.
And
okay.
If you need help with that, go see a therapist and work it out. See what it is about you that you're not allowing yourself to develop your own identity.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, Dr. Judy, thank you very much. Your website is?
drjudybloom.com, and Judy's J-U-D-I-B-L-O-O-M.